Well, I think that's probably a deserved libation in your hand. It's been a tough couple of months, hasn't it? Lots of football, Saturday, Tuesday, lots of pressure. But all of you, to a man, have come through.
Yeah, we have. Like you say, it's been unbelievably tough schedule, playing every 3 days for the best part of 2 months. It's stretched the squad, you know, stretched us all physically. Some of us have had to pretty much play every game, and it has been tough. And there's been highs and lows along the way. We've lost games that we thought we should have won, but we all always knew that it was in our hands. I think that was key, and you know, we knew today that we could get the job done with a win, and we gave it our all, and we got it.
Another important goal from you. I mean, you've scored an important, very late equaliser against QPR.
Winner
against QPR, and a goal tonight that restored the lead this evening. I mean, you know, you've got to take them when they come. Are you leading by example?
Yeah, I mean, that's my job as captain. I try to...
Oh, well done, mate.
Oh, cheers, mate. I try to muck in where I can, and it's been a slightly different role for me, you know, since the new coach has come in, a little bit deeper, and probably haven't got forward as much as I did before, and consequently probably haven't scored as many goals as I'd like. But you know, it was a key one tonight. I managed to free myself in the box, and terrible first touch, but a decent second one. So you know, you take them, and you know, as captain, you only dream of scoring important goals like that, and I've managed to do it. And thankfully, Callum Harriott's rounded it off with the third to give us that bit of breathing space.
Yeah, there's some really good goals on show tonight, weren't there? I mean, for the young players, this has been a learning curve for them, massive learning curve.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be brilliant for them going forward in their careers to experience, like you said earlier, having to play under this pressure now for, you know, you're playing big games every 3 days for 2 months now, you know, including, you know, a quarterfinal of the FA Cup. At such a young age for them, it'll be brilliant in their development during their careers. You know, I've been in relegation scraps before, but they haven't, you know, and it's come early in their careers, and they've come through it. You know, they've shown character, and credit to them. You know, I've had to babysit them at times, being the older statesman in there, and they're all little whippets and 18, 19, 20. But you know, I love playing with them, and they're all good lads. They all want to learn, and I'm sure they'll go on to have great careers.
So next season, it's a case of pushing on again, isn't it? I mean, this is, you know, this is somewhere you don't want to be back again next year.
No, of course not. We wanted to kick on this season from what we done last season, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster. You know, obviously lots of things have gone on, new owners, new managers, and it's been a bit up and down, and it's been difficult at times to grind out the results. So you know, we could probably excuse ourselves not bettering what we've done last year this year, but I think next year we've really got to try and kick on, keep what we've got, the nucleus, the young players, the experience, and add where we can, bits of quality, and I think we've got the makings of a good squad.
Okay. But you can relax now for Saturday, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, at least the pressure's off there. You know, we can go there and we can enjoy the game, we can try and get the win, but without that, you know, that pressure of that you have to get the win, and that... You know, that burden on your shoulder, basically, that's lifted now, and we can go there and enjoy it, and we'll probably play good football, knowing that there's no pressure on it. So, looking forward to that one.